It's 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. Ron Tutz here. It is Thursday. Hard to believe. Boy, this week has flown by. And now here we go with the word of the day. Let me introduce to you the one and only, not Billy Spears, but Wayne Pond.
All right. Well, you're indulging in what? A little exercise in hyperbole. Yesterday's word of the day, or hyperbolic. That's all right, Ron. You and I have a particular sort of understated understanding about how we do this bit. Here we go. The word of the day, Thursday morning. This is all about a word that derives from a human activity or occupation. What do you call a coal miner, Ron? Well, I'll answer that for you. He or she is a collier. A collier. C as in cat, C-O-L-L-I-E-R. There is your word of the day. Collier. It's a noun, and as I say, it means a coal miner. Secondary definition, according to the wordsmith, a coal liner. I guess that means something that a coal miner would use when a coal miner is coal lining. So, you happy with that, pal?
I'd never heard that before. I've always thought coal miners were just called coal miners. Why does anybody need to come up with another word for it?
They got a special linguistic category. I know you love the derivation part of this little exercise. It's collier is from an old English word meaning coal. So somebody who digs up coal out of the earth. There it is. Collier. C-O-L-L-I-E-R. There's your white of the day, buddy boy.
All right. Well, Dr. Pond always on it. And thank you so much, sir. Nikki Morse will have tomorrow's word because it will be Flip It Friday. But that's your word of the day, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty.